Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for this special edition of the program, which celebrates the 30th anniversary of national broadcasts. Here's how it started on January 17, 1989.
The following is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York.
Hello, I'm Richard Gladwell, host for With Heart and Voice, a program of music mainly from the organ and choral repertory. With Heart and Voice has been heard on WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, for the past 12 years. Today I'd like to welcome your station and you, the listeners, to the national network of stations now carrying this weekly program. Today's musical adventure starts at the Cathedral Church of Saint-Pierre de Beauvais in France, and it's there in this vast building, which incidentally contains the highest nave in Europe, that we listen to the organ, restored to its former glory by Danyon Gonzalez. Jane Parker-Smith is going to play for us the rather dazzling toccata in D minor by the French organist-composer Albert Reynaud. Playing the organ in the Cathedral of Saint-Pierre de Beauvais was the young British organist Jane Parker-Smith playing Albert Reynaud's toccata in D minor.
With those words and that thrilling organ music, With Heart and Voice became a national presence on the public airwaves on January 17, 1989, just over 30 years ago. The program began as a local broadcast in Rochester, New York in 1975, not long after WXXI Public Radio went on the air. It grew out of the deep love of Anglican choral and organ music instilled in Richard Gladwell from the time he was a boy chorister in an East London church, a love that he brought to America when he emigrated in 1955 and was eager to share with those in his adopted country. We'll hear more from that first national broadcast in a bit as we celebrate the 30th anniversary of national broadcasts. Our next selection comes from one of the greatest 20th century English composers, Ralph Vaughan Williams, who set the wonderful metaphysical poetry of George Herbert in the antiphon from the Five Mystical Songs. Matthew Best leads the Corydon Singers and the English Chamber Orchestra in this recording. The Corydon Singers and English Chamber Orchestra performed Antiphon from the Five Mystical Songs as set by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Matthew Best conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. As a British expat, Richard Gladwell, creator of this program, was understandably partial to the sound of English choirs, believing the purity of diction, unified vowels, and vocal production made these choirs the best for the performance of sacred choral music. And that sound was exemplified through much of the second half of the 20th century by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, who came to international prominence under the direction of Sir David Wilcox. We'll listen to them sing music of Herbert Howells next, the Collegium Regale setting of the Te Deum in a recording from 1967.
We praise thee, O God, we acknowledge.
Te Deum, composed for King's College Cambridge by Herbert Howells in 1944, and performed here by the 1967 version of that choir, directed by David Wilcox. Richard Gladwell's vast personal collection of recordings served as the library from which he drew his selections, beginning with thousands of LPs and eventually nearly 4,500 CDs in addition. Through this collection, he introduced me and thousands of listeners to music and recordings we would not have known otherwise. From the first national broadcast in 1989, Richard Gladwell will introduce our next selection.
20th century Scandinavia has produced quite an abundance of church music, and Norway is no exception. One very lovely piece that I chanced on is composed by Egil Hovland, who teaches improvisation theory and liturgical organ at the Norwegian State Academy of Music in Oslo. He is very much the church musician and has written a number of motets, cantatas and oratorios. One of his motets that I like very much is called Bli hos oss, or Abide with Us. Here is the choir of Oslo Cathedral to sing it.
Thank you.
That was the choir of Oslo Cathedral singing Bli hos oss, Abide with Us by Egil Hovland. The choir was led by Terje Kvam with Kåre Norstega at the organ.
I'm Peter Dubois, and you're listening to With Heart and Voice. We'll continue this 30th anniversary celebration with a hymn celebrating all of creation praising God in words adapted from St. Francis of Assisi. All Creatures of Our God and King is arranged by Mac Wilberg and sung by the Utah State University Chamber Singers, led by Corey Evans.
Thank you.
Corey Evans led the Utah State University Chamber Singers in All Creatures of Our God and King, as arranged by Mack Wilberg. The choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, has been as influential as King's in the world of Anglican choral music through its recordings. We'll listen to the Magnificat in D minor by Thomas Atwood Walmsley.
Thank you.
Magnificat in D minor by Thomas Atwood Walmsley was sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, led by Sir George Guest. An anniversary celebration such as this calls for a march, and we'll hear a stirring one originally composed for a wedding in the 1980s by American composer Conrad Souza. March for a Joyous Occasion is performed by David Higgs on the Fisk organ at the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas. David Higgs played March for a Joyous Occasion by Conrad Souza. That performance came from the inaugural recital in 1992 on the Fisk organ at the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The sacred music of John Rutter has become ubiquitous over the past 45 years or so, and we'll let Richard Gladwell introduce our next piece, taken from the inaugural national broadcast of this program in 1989.
The name of John Rutter, to anyone who enjoys sacred music, is almost household. John's big moment came with his gorgeous arrangements of popular Christmas carols when he was the director of music for Clare College at Cambridge University in England. He left the college presumably to compose and give masterclasses in choral music and in conducting. He is a frequent visitor to the United States, and his records on the Collegium and American Gramophone labels are well known. From his album of sacred anthems, here is the very jubilant O Clap Your Hands. It's sung by the Cambridge Singers, along with the Symphony of London conducted by John Rutter.
John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers in his own setting of Psalm 47, O Clap Your Hands. They were accompanied by the City of London Symphony. Hymns have been an essential ingredient in With Heart and Voice programming from the very beginning, and Richard often liked to close his programs with a hymn. Though this won't close the program today, we'll listen to one of his favorites next, which he will introduce.
I always like to conclude With Heart and Voice with a hymn. I've chosen today a hymn of peace by Edward J. Hopkins. Saviour, again to thy dear name. It's from a brand new CD called Works for Cathedral Spaces and is sung by the Chamber Choir of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Also at the organ is Jonathan Took at the organ of the Basilica of St. Aldebert in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Thank you.
The hymn, Savior Again to Thy Dear Name, was sung by the Chamber Chorus of Grand Rapids, led by Larry Beiser. Jonathan Took played the organ. As we continue to celebrate 30 years of the national broadcast of With Heart and Voice, we'll pay homage to our founder's homeland. Many people ask about the origin of the title of this program. Richard Gladwell chose it from the last stanza of text from the British National Anthem. May she defend our laws and ever give us cause to sing with heart and voice, God Save the Queen. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral sings, directed by Barry Rose.
Thank you.
organist Frederick Homan played the famous Toccata from the Fifth Organ Symphony by Charles-Marie Vidor. He played the organ of St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Matomedi, Minnesota. Before that, we heard the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sing the British national anthem, God Save the Queen. Thank you for joining me for this special 30th anniversary edition of With Heart and Voice today, as we celebrate 30 years as a national broadcast, a program that I'm honored to host, continuing the legacy established by Richard Gladwell. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and the opportunity to listen to a few excerpts from that very first broadcast. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.